Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials.
Welcome back to The Toast and happy Friday. Hope everybody is having a great day as we head into the weekend. Hello, Jacqueline Follet, how are you?
Hi, Claudia. I am okay at this very moment because right before we started recording just now, I was happened upon our Talk Shop live stream from Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. I never thought about it again after we recorded it. And so I just started to watch a few minutes just to see what the fuck did we do on there?
It's all haze.
Per usual, it was so buoying and cute. And then I went right from that to start recording with you. So it kind of put me in a better mood than I would have been in.
Okay, that's good. That's good. This episode is podcast only. Jackie and I are both not in the studio today. So if you're looking for the YouTube video, you'll be looking for a while.
You'll be looking till Monday.
You'll be looking till Monday. And we are going to just, dive in, do the stories, do our best to remain buoying forces in this ever chaotic and disappointing world.
Yes, but it is more important than ever that we have things in which to buoy us.
Mm-hmm. What's buoying you in the last 24 hours?
That's a great question. I haven't really gotten into any watching anything, maybe because I'm not at home with my TV, so it would just be a production to have to turn something on. So I haven't watched anything other than my phone. But I look forward to, actually, one of our stories today is a piece of content that I hope to find buoying. It's a new show coming out.
Okay, do you want to give
No, a I don't want to. Nope. Because then we'll talk about it. Because we both are going to feel strongly about it. And I just want to save it for the stories. Because the stories need all the meat that they can get.
Got it. Okay. No, that's fair. It's becoming increasingly difficult to find topics to talk about.
Yeah, but we did it.
We did it.
What's buoying you?
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much. You.
Yeah. My people.
You are buoying me, Jax.
My people are buoying me. And Trudy Lou is one of my peeps.
And what about Trudy Lou?
Always. Of course. She doesn't have that edge that Trudy has.
Yeah, so would you say Trudy greater than Trudy?
Yes, I would. No offense to Trudy. I've just known Trudy longer.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Would you say that?
Definitely. I don't really associate myself with Trudy.
I really don't know her.
I don't know her. I don't feel like I don't identify with her. No.
She's kind of like a case of mistaken identity.
Yeah, no, and Trudy becomes me. Trudy, tried. Trudy was trying too hard. Do you know what I mean?
Sad for Trudy.
Sad for Trudy Lou, but not sad for Trudy Lou.
No, Trudy kills it.
Without question.
Without question. So we're here to buoy you into the weekend. I hope, everyone has some lovely weekend plans to buoy mm-hmm. themselves. I look forward to the weekend. This has obviously been an incredibly hard week. Period. Mm-hmm. A lot going on. So just, also working through it, doing the show and all of that. Like, it's just a lot. So I'm looking forward to, like, a few days off to just reflect and not have to talk all the time.
Agreed. Like, I think, like you said, processing what happened to, like, our people is honestly, like, a form of trauma. And then having to, like, talk through those feelings publicly is very scary because, you know, it's, like, a vulnerable thing. And then, of course, and then you have everyone giving their thoughts on your thoughts. Like, I don't care. I'm just experiencing my own thing right now. And right. We're all just doing our best. So, like, any sort of commentary I'm not interested in, but it is the job. And I do feel like you said, like, it's an important role. But I'd be lying if I didn't say, like, it was extremely challenging to get up and do the show every day this week. Like, every day was harder than the next.
Yeah, and every day was, like, a different range of emotions. But I did feel like throughout the week I felt more determined to do it when I saw, you know, how much positive feedback we were getting from people who, like, really needed episodes that could wade into lightheartedness but also acknowledge what happened. Like, I feel proud of what we're doing.
Yeah.
But we're just human, you know, and we're doing our best. And the thing is, I think people forget, as much as, like, our show is amazing and we crush it, like, we're not trained journalists. Like, we're not professionals. Like, we're just, like, girls. Like, we're just girls who are just trying our best, and our best fucking rocks.
I completely agree.
We don't have, like, you know, the training for, you know, on the ground report, like,
this sort of thing.
We're just emo girls.
Yeah, no, we're just girls, like, who are deeply, deeply proud of our heritage, and our heritage is the exact, and, like, our people are the exact thing that's, like, it's, like, up for debate right now.
Yeah.
And it's been traumatizing. Like, seriously, like, having to explain and defend myself. But unfortunately, it's also, like, extremely important because it's not registering for a lot of people.
No, and for us, it's, like, the only thing that matters, whether or not our people have a right to exist. Like,
right.
Everything else sort of falls by the wayside.
Literally everything else falls by the wayside. And if it weren't for just, like, this insane determination to get involved and speak on behalf of the people who can't speak on behalf of themselves, then, like, we wouldn't be doing the show this week. I would have taken this week off. But, like, that's not an option.
No, it's not an option. And when you think about it, it's like, no, we have to go on. We have to live. Like, life can't stop. That's exactly what they want. Like, we have to forge ahead, no matter how hard it is. But you put one foot in front of the other. In the words of Princess Anna, do the next right thing.
Yeah. I like that. Do the next right thing.
It's a song. You should listen to it. You'll cry.
From Frozen?
From Frozen 2.
I never fucked with Frozen 2.
Frozen 2 less than Frozen 1.
Is there a 2 of anything that's better than 1? In your opinion?
Yes, we have this conversation all the time. I need to start a list.
You need to start a list.
There are some twos that are better than ones.
Two is better than one. That album, that Boys Like Girls album, I don't know if they ever released, like, another work of art besides that one album, because I only know that one. And it's, like, that black cover where, like, you know, what was that song? I used to be love drunk, but now I'm hungover. That album carried me for a great period of my life.
It buoyed you?
It buoyed me. I need to see what other songs were on that album. Because
I need to go to thesaurus.com for the word buoy.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I was talking to my friend Abe. And by the way, most of the people in my life who are, you know, I've known for a really long time, like, listen to The Toast intermittently. But so many of them have been like, I've listened to every single episode this week. Like, I just needed it. And I was talking to my friend Abe yesterday about buoying. And he was like, by the way, I meant to tell you. And he wasn't being, like, condescending. He's just, like, much smarter than me. He was like, when you were asking Jackie for, like, a definition of buoying, you said, oh, like, tethered. And he's like, tethering is, like, an antonym for buoying is afloat and tethered is, like, down.
Is an anchor.
Right.
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
Similar concept, but complete antonym.
No, but also, I was thinking about it more after we had that conversation on the show. And, like, you need to be buoyed when you're drowning.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we're drowning.
Yeah.
But when you're on land, like, we all, you know, gravity, we're 2 feet on the ground.
Yeah.
So you actually need to be tethered when you're, like, you know,
when you're high up, like, when you've lost a grip with reality.
Right, right. But yes, they are kind of antonyms, but you weren't saying they were the same word. You were saying, I know what you were saying. Yeah. He just doesn't know you. I know you.
No, he doesn't know me like you know me.
He doesn't know Turdy's brain.
Also, just like a... Oh, you go?
Buoy, it means to make light or encourage. So I'm trying to see. Other words would be like support, raise, prop. Honestly, buoy's the right word. Yeah.
Could it be an uglier word? Buoy?
No, and like the way it's spelled.
Buoying?
Buoy.
Yeah, like...
Buoy.
Buoy.
Yeah, buoy. The person who invented the word buoy did not know how much we were about to use it on the show.
No, and how much weight it would carry for the Jewish people.
Yeah.
I'd like to shake his hand. Or her.
Him, probably.
Yeah.
Probably was invented a long time ago, the word. Right around the time of the Tower of Babel.
No, and like it's a very maritime-esque word. And I just feel like back then, even now it's a male-dominated industry, but certainly back then.
Sailing is for the men.
100%.
We've all read It Happened One Summer.
Oh my God. It's actually crazy how like I don't think of fishing or boats or like the ocean without thinking of that insane pornographic book. Like it's insane. Like the imprint, it left an indelible mark on me.
It imprinted on you?
It imprinted on me. It's insane.
Honestly, same. Honestly, same. It's like really the smuttiest book I ever read. And like, I'm like good with that being like my, you know, I don't need, nothing's ever going to top it. I'm always going to compare it to that. And like, so every other smut book sucks.
Okay. And by the way, that was my intro to smut and you recommended it to me and you didn't even say, I wasn't sure. I didn't know smut from anything. You were like, it's a romance book. Like it's cute. You're like, it's a little raunchy. When I was reading this book and this man stuck his thumb up her ass, I was like, Jackie did not fucking read this. Like, there's
Claudia,
no way
I'm
God's green diddly-dally earth that Jackie read. I'm like, I literally bought the wrong book on Kindle.
Claudia, I told you so many times, and I think I used the word spicy or porny. That was before, like, I really knew smut.
Jackie, that was the first. It's a gateway drug because every person.
It's a gateway drug.
Every single person, I won't say their names because they deserve their privacy, but like people we all know, like public figures, I'm like the smut girl. And so whether it's for their book club or they just like want to get into smut or they're like taking, you know, like a honeymoon or something, they're like, give me smut recommendations. I'm new to the craft. And I have like a list and stuff. And I always, always, always give them. It happened one summer. I said, this is a gateway drug. Come to mommy when you're finished and I'll give you your next... Your next feeding, okay?
Your next dose.
No, and they're right. They're like, this is the best book ever.
No, it's seriously such a good book. It needs to be made into a movie.
And if you guys are looking for some sort of like smut breakdown, I actually did one. It was humiliating. I did one on the Patreon. It's like a 30-minute long video and podcast episode where I go through every smut book I've ever read, give you like my absolute must reads. I give grades in terms of like plot, grades in terms of like spice. So there's like a full breakdown. Honestly, like I did that for the girls. Like that episode now lives forever and we can always go back and reference it.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's honestly a great episode.
No, and when I was recording it, like, I was deeply ashamed. Like,
you do it for the girlies.
It was just, like, it was awkward.
Yeah, I could see it going that way. So, I think it's time, you know, it's Friday. I want to get you guys on your way.
Yeah.
And I feel like, without further ado.
Yes, before you do. Just a reminder to everyone, mostly, you know, anyone listening, particularly our Jewish listeners, to be extra just cautious and vigilant this weekend. You never know. I don't want to, like, fearmonger, but, you know, people are talking about threats.
The mongers are fearful.
And I just think we could – nobody ever regretted being extra cautious.
Yes. But also live your life. Live it well. Live it proudly.
That's – Jackie, that's beautiful.
Thank you, Turdaloo. Without further ado about Turdaloo, here are the Fast Five Stories that you need to know.
And the Fast Five Stories that you need to know are brought to you by the State Farm Personal Price Plan. The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create a plan that gives you options, so you get an affordable price, and it comes with a lot of benefits, like the coverage you want, a policy that helps cover what's important to you, and an affordable price made just for you. Because after all, isn't life better when you can personalize your experience? I mean, that's kind of one of the core tenets here at Toast University. Like, life is so personal. Comedy is so personal. Food is so personal. Poetry is so personal. Podcasting is so personal. So think about it like this. What do your music playlists, podcast feeds, social media scrolls all have in common? Well, they're a reflection of you. So we all know my social media is full of girls sharing their Ozempic journeys. Jackie's is full of mommy content. Like, even two girls who are so similar, even we're so different. And that's what the State Farm Personal Price Plan is all about. It gives you options to help personalize your coverage so that you can protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. So you can see more of yourself in everything you love. And that's what's so fabulous about State Farm, because Jackie and I feel like two girls more similar have never existed. But when it comes to our insurance needs, I mean, Jackie's a homeowner. Jackie has a Tesla. She has two cars. I barely have one. So, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm personal price plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary. Now, let me do that one more time. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm personal price plan. Today's episode is also brought to you by Thrive Market, our go-to for all of our grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to our door is a huge time saver. Jackie, as a Thrive Market member, tell everyone how you save money on every single grocery order and some of your favorite products.
Thrive Market has the best prices and the best products. Everything that they sell is healthy. So many organic products, clean products, better for you products. You know, we all want some chocolate, but we don't want all the chemicals associated with it. And if you're going to get anything on Thrive Market, you know it is the best possible version of the food that you want to eat. I get all of my pantry items from Thrive Market, cooking, what is it called? Like cooking tools, olive oil, avocado oil, oil sprays, spices, everything from Thrive Market, because it's just the best version of whatever I need to get. We get all of our snacks for the family, kids included, from Thrive Market. You can feel so good about giving your kids food if it came from Thrive Market. Like, it has just been amazing. And I don't have to lug groceries from the grocery store, which is my favorite part.
So whether you're looking for certified gluten-free snacks, low-sugar alternatives, non-toxic cleaning products, you can curate your own shopping experience with the click of a button and trust that it's made with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. And when you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. So join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/thetoast for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/thetoast. thrivemarket.com/thetoast.
Great. Thank you so much.
What can I say except yaragli?
So our first story is our only, like, really war story officially. You never know where combos are going to take us. But 700 notable Hollywood figures sign an open letter in support of Israel. So,
Jackie.
What?
Did you read all the names on the list?
I did. Not all of them, because a lot of them are, like, behind the scenes people.
One of them is your sister.
Claudia Ashray?
Yeah, I wasn't included on any of, like, the...
You're not in, like, the headlines.
No, and they're like, click this link to see all the other 700, the losers, the 675 losers. That's me. Your girl is there. But yeah, I was left out. Not to make, you know, the war in Israel about me, but I was left off the list of Hollywood elites.
Well, that's so interesting, because I saw that there was this letter and I really wanted to see everyone who was on it. But then I kept seeing these articles written about it where they plucked out, you know, the famous people.
The need to know.
The need to know. There's not that many, but it's worth knowing who they are. So Gal Gadot, Jerry Seinfeld, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Chris Pine are among the signees who condemned the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas's attack, saying this is terrorism, this is evil, very unequivocally standing with Israel. Mayim Bialik also signed, Liev Schreiber, Amy Schumer, and Michael Douglas. You know, the usuals.
No, there's, like, not, there's two surprising people on this list, and there should be way more. The Chris first Pine. Is Chris Pine. That's my king right there. Like, anything he needs, I'll be there for him.
Would and he have, just, like busted out of the Chris list, because now he's, like, the good different. Chris.
He's different than all of the Chris's. And the other, who wasn't plucked from the headline, but, you know, I was, like, so nosy, I went and read the whole list, Bella Thorne.
Oh, my God. I saw Bella Thorne's Instagram yesterday. I followed her yesterday. Girly is crushing it.
Yeah, I was surprised. I feel like if you don't really want to make a statement on social media, which, you know, is understandable. I feel like signing this letter amongst like a bunch of your peers is actually like a pretty good way to take a stand without, I guess, opening yourself up to backlash.
Yeah.
And so I was surprised that more people didn't use this as like a, almost like a, like, look, I'm here. Bye.
Yeah. Like, check the box.
Yeah.
You don't, because not everyone needs to post everything on social media, as we discussed. There are a lot of celebrities who, like, I don't even know if they have Instagram. Like Adam Sandler, we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is a good way to, you know,
stand get in the game. Community.
Get in the game without mucking up your highly curated social media feed that's right. run by an agency and you don't even have the password to.
Right. So I was surprised it wasn't more fabulous.
Yeah. So here are some other names that we know. Deborah
Messing. It's a lot of like big time directors, producers.
Yes, there's behind the scenes people who we don't know. But there are other notable names. Deborah Messing.
Yes.
Ryan Murphree.
Yes.
Zachary Levi. Shazam. Shazam.
The thing is, Zachary Levi and Zachary Quinto are the same exact people to me.
And they're both industry plans.
Wait, I just found out something crazy.
Hmm.
Shit, I need to remember it. Hold on.
Okay, so should I hold off on continuing?
Yes, because the list? Wait, hold on. No, maybe it's not Zachary Levi. Hold on. Maybe it's Zachary Quinto. Wait. I found something out.
Okay.
And I can't remember. I feel like it was one of the Zacharies had like a like another famous person is their sister. Like, it was Quaid. Was it maybe it was Quinto? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? No, it wasn't Quinto. It wasn't Quinto. Okay, I think maybe. Yes. Oh, no. Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Let me know when you're done with this.
I'm done.
Brain fart.
By the way, did anybody else find something out, like Hollywood sibling related recently with a man named Zachary? Or does anybody have any idea what I'm talking about?
Mm.
I found it out and I was like, no way.
No. Maybe a sibling, but not a Zachary.
Okay. I feel like I was on the phone with you when I found it out.
I feel like we're not going to be able to grasp this.
No, I have no
details. It's too far away.
I have no details to, like, find the origin.
We're not getting warmer.
No, I we're never going to find out what I'm thinking
about.
No,
we will in a few weeks.
No, I don't even – I think, like, seriously, it's one of those things that entered my brain never to return again.
Okay, let me continue.
Yeah, sorry.
Deborah Messing, Ryan Murphree, Zachary Levi, Sharon Osbourne,
mm-hmm.
George Lopez.
Who's going to clean your toilet, Donald Trump?
Claudia, that's buoying me.
I watched that video last night.
I made Zach watch it last night because I was rolling around on the bed when you sent me this meme of Kelly Osbourne on a golden toilet. I was raffle mowing. And Zach like didn't know what I was talking about. So I was like, okay, you have to watch this clip and then you have to look at this accompanying meme.
By the way, so I watched the clip again last night. And the craziest thing about the clip is right before Kelly says that thing, Rosie Perez is saying how just like racist remarks are not helpful to the rhetoric, like at all. And Kelly's like, I agree. And think about this. Who's going to clean your toilet? Like says the most fucking racist thing right after Rosie Perez was like racist and like, you know, outlandish remarks like are not moving the needle here.
Yeah, and you just could tell, like, Kelly, like, had that zinger in her head. So she probably wasn't mm-hmm. even listening to the comment before mm-hmm. hers because she was waiting mm-hmm. to say her thing. And mm-hmm. when she said it, like, it's like, mic drop, like.
And then she's like, oh, no.
Instead, it's like crickets.
She's like, not like that, come on. Like, how else could somebody receive that? Like, it was insane. Honestly, that clip can and should be studied by a team of experts. It's human nature at its worst.
Oh my goodness. Continuing the list, Diane Warren, Howie Mandel, Julian Edelman, and then everyone else I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
they're
Claudia
like behind
Ashray.
The scenes peeps.
And Claudia Ashray. Like I was on the list, I swear.
I believe that you were on the list.
Like if you want to go and
oh, here's
the whole
letter. I made it to the whole letter. I'm sure there are people on this list that I would actually find interesting.
It goes alphabetical at the end.
Sure it does.
No, it does. Like, I really should have led with my middle name because I'm all the way at the bottom with Ashray.
Emmanuelle Chikri.
Love
she should have been in the headlines.
She should have been in the headlines.
Okay. I can scan this later. Anyways, so that's good news.
But do you see me?
Oh, let me use the search bar. Yep, comedian and podcast host. Josh Peck.
Mm.
There's Chris Pine. Billy Porter.
Oh, by the way,
why
TNN,
isn't he in the article?
Why isn't he in the article? I just, TNN hasn't posted a statement, but I want everyone to know TNN stands firmly with Israel.
Yeah, I was worried, like, where does the network stand?
Yeah. Just wanted to clear up that sort of scandal.
Okay, I'll let you know if I see anyone else, but we're going to move on from this. Anyways, just thought that was interessant. Thank you to these 700 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think, like, if you don't know, like, what to do PR-wise, like, that would have been a good way to...
To mark yourself as safe from, from, I don't know.
From
what.
The toast.
From us. We've become those people. I really need to stop. Like, I do, but I can't. Like, I'm so in it.
It's just because we... give these people so much time and energy on our show. Yeah. I feel like if we didn't do the show, like, I don't know how, to what degree I would care what celebrities are doing, but, like, I just need to know, like, who we are going to continue to support if they don't support us, like, existing, you know?
Yeah.
Our next story, just some tea from the J sisters. Sophie Turner Sophie Turner unfollows Priyanka Chopra on Instagram amid her divorce with Joe Jonas. So there's drama among the J sisters as Sophie has unfollowed Nick's wife Priyanka on Instagram amid her divorce from Joe. However, she continues to follow Nick, Kevin, and his wife, Danielle, as well as her estranged husband, Joe. So this is tea. This is like, I've been waiting to unfollow you. Or this is like, she's not liking how Priyanka is behaving in the divorce.
Ooh.
Tea. Hot. In the words of Sophie Turner, and that's the tea.
And that's the... I miss when she used to do that. That was cute.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like this is a story, like, we would have started hearing about. Like, if there was beef between the J sisters, like, long withstanding, this is something that would have gotten leaked. Like, that, because that's so interesting. Like, the two famous wives.
Not if it wasn't ever a blow-up and more so, like, an undercurrent.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Maybe, yeah, if they had, like, a screaming match, so one of the... handlers would have leaked it,
right?
But if they just never liked each other,
they spend a lot of time together, like on tour with the guys, like they're like a tight-knit family,
so it's
that's shocking. Mm-hmm. I had seen this headline and I just assumed she had unfollowed all of them, so I was like, they're just making a thing out of Priyanka. But no, to single her out. I can't talk anymore. To single her out, I need to know.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever know, but this is an interesting nugget.
It is.
And so do with that information what you will.
I will do with that information what I will.
Are you ready for our next story? Some more sibling drama.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Cyrus is calling out her sister Miley for a shady interview, saying the disrespect. So Noah Cyrus posted a comment like on a TikTok video of Miley on Joe Rogan, where Miley is talking about her lil sis Noah. And Noah commented the disrespect in this video, .. So the clip in question showed Miley chatting with Joe Rogan about her siblings on his show in September 2020. He asked Miley whether Noah's experience growing up in her shadow had deterred her from chasing a career in Hollywood. And Miley said, you either go one way or the other. And she noted that her sister, like, wants that life in the spotlight. She said she's got a record out that I love called The End of Everything. And it's the most depressing EP you'll ever listen to. She's 20 years old. She's emo. She's like an emo kid. And Joe asked if she was emo because she grew up on the road with Miley. And Miley was like, yeah, that's what it is. She has a song where she's like, my sister's like sunshine, it'll follow her wherever she goes, but I'm more like a rain cloud. You know, she has this idea of Miley, to which Joe commented that Noah should perhaps go to a doctor, and Miley said she is. We all go to the doctor a lot. We have a doctor on salary.
Okay. I feel like I don't think this is the case, but I do think some could interpret that comment as like sister. Like, I would leave a comment like that on Margot's TikTok, like the disrespect of this video. But they're talking about, like, deeply, like, personal things of Noah when it's an interview for Miley. But why comment on it 3 years later?
Maybe. I mean, those interviews are long. I doubt she watched the whole thing, you know?
But I feel like that would have, like, been, like, a pull quote and a headline from the interview when it was released at the time?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people don't watch the whole thing. And so the one person who watches it, they probably got a different, you know, headline. And then every single news organization, like, writes the exact same story. I could see how a comment like this could just, like, slide out under the radar. Because really, there's nothing here. She said she's an emo kid. Her EP is depressing. Like, if you listen to her music, you know that. There's not much here.
That was her aesthetic for a while.
I feel like it still is her aesthetic. Maybe she's talking about Joe Rogan being disrespectful because he's saying, like, she needs to go to the doctor.
Oh, I guess you're right. She's not pointing who is being disrespectful. Like, it could be Joe.
Yeah, because I didn't think Miley was being so disrespectful. She said she has an amazing EP out. It's just depressing. But, like, I feel like that's Noah's
vibe.
Like, that's not a shock to hear that.
But that's not, like, a negative thing to say, like a critique.
Yeah, that's just an obvious thing to say. But I also agree. Like, I could see you commenting this on someone's video. I don't know if they're close enough that they, like, you know, make barbs like that, but it could be a nothing burger or it could be a something burger.
But context is important because Tish just got married to the guy from Prison Break.
Okay.
Miley was there. Brandy was there. I don't believe Noah was there. Like, I think the family is experiencing some sort of breguis.
Mm-hmm.
And this just kind of furthers my thoughts on that.
Yeah, in which case, that's just, like, not where you go with your anger towards your family, is the comment section of a TikTok.
No, you should never go there with anything, let alone, like, dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, when we were growing up, if I had been cast in Hannah Montana and, like, become this major, major, major super... Well, I'm younger than you, so I guess, okay, if you had, like, gone on to become, like, a star of, like, a huge franchise, like, how would that have impacted me?
I think I would have been...
like, insanely jealous.
It depends on the person. You would have been if you, like, wanted to get into the industry. But on the other hand, like, you would have had a foot in the industry.
Think of, like, who I was as a kid. Like, attention-seeking, loud, singing, dancing. Like, yeah, I would have been jealous. Like, filled with rage.
Yeah. I don't think so. Maybe jealous, but not filled with rage. Like, you could be jealous of someone or, like, you know,
yes,
want that same thing that they have without being, like, bad, you know?
While also being happy for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, like, we're the type of family where it's like, oh, Jackie got a show? Write a role for Claudia, Margot, and Olivia.
Right. Her little sister wants to be an actress, too.
Like, I have to imagine if Noah was, like, really into it at the time, they were bringing on everyone. Like, there were literally not a single person wasn't on an episode of Hannah Montana.
Right. I feel like she was involved in some way, but she was also really young.
Really young. Because Miley was really young.
Yeah. No, Miley's done everything for her.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Like, let's get a grip.
Let's get a grip. It's also really crazy, like, how famous... Well, actually, is it crazy? Think of Nepo babies who out-nepoed their parent. You know, like, Miley is more famous... We weren't really alive for, like, Billy Ray Cyrus's peak, but I know he was a one-hit wonder.
It happens sometimes that the Nepo babies supersede.
Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
I would say Gwyneth Paltrow out-nepoed her mother.
Yeah.
But then there's Nepo, like, kids who aren't from, like, famous parents, but they're from, like, very well-connected, rich parents, which is different. Like, Jonah
Gracie
Hill.
Abrams.
Right. No, but she'll never out Nepo J.J. Abrams. Like, he's...
I just saw a headline about them today in People magazine. That's why she was top of mind. She sings, right?
She does. I actually saw a tweet about her that went viral because, like, it was a list. She submitted a bunch of her music and from this year for different Grammys. And so it was just a list, like, here's what Gracie Abrams put up for consideration. And it was, like, her album of the year. And it was just, like, this... Like, it was just a lot of her music in, like, enormous categories. And people were tweeting, like... This is crazy. Like, I know one song, I think. Part of me wants to walk away till you really listen. And honestly, I actually feel like she doesn't even sing that. Hold on. Oh, it is Gracie Abrams. Okay, I was right. I just feel like there's so many, like, young teeny bopper girls who look like Gracie Abrams and sing like Gracie. Like,
yeah,
Lizzie
there are.
McAlpine, and I know you don't know her, but, like, she had, and it's over, and
oh,
you're
I
driving
know that.
Me home. Like, tell me that's not Gracie Abrams.
No, there are a lot of them right now, but the cream will rise, and it will sort through itself soon.
Gracie Abrams' core is a thing.
Yeah. But is it even Gracie who started it?
That's a great question.
I feel like it's not.
I feel like it was like Phoebe Bridgers.
It's like Olivia Rodrigo core.
No, it's not. Because these girls like don't make pop music. It's like, it's literally depressed girl, like
Noah Cyrus core. Vibes.
No, she's emo. This is different. This is just like poetic, emotional, teenage, girly music that can only be listened to in the car.
You're literally describing Olivia Rodrigo, though she did transcend poetic.
But like you pop your pussy to Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, but think of like Driver's License. That was just her. Yes, Driver's and her notebook. License
was very Gracie Abrams coded.
Right. So I feel like she started it. She's branched out, but people are doing the Driver's License bit.
Wait, and speaking
like
of,
reading from their diaries and singing it.
Do you know the song Lacey on Olivia Rodrigo's album?
No.
It's just about like a girl named Lacey who like Olivia Rodrigo is so jealous of. Like, I want to be Lacey. Lacey, oh Lacey, have I told you lately? You're beautiful and I want to be you and I hate you. And there's like a big conspiracy theory that Lacey is Gracie Abrams. Gracie Lacey.
So there is.
No, there could be something there. And then like Gracie Abrams was opening for Taylor and like honestly in another world that should have been Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. Yeah. Our next story is the bit of content news that I hope buoys me.
Is it the bit of content news that you hope buoys you that's brought to you by BetterHelp?
Yes.
Thank God. Well, have you ever felt like your brain is getting in its own way? You know, you just can't help yourself. Like, you know what you should do, you know what's good for you, but you just physically cannot do it. Therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. If you've ever, you know, been thinking about giving therapy a try, you find it kind of intimidating, highly recommend BetterHelp. BetterHelp is done entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. How it works is you'll fill out a questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So it being done entirely online means that you can communicate with your therapist in whatever medium makes you feel less awkward. So you can text, you can phone call, you can video call. And a huge part of therapy is, you know, sometimes it takes two or three therapists till you feel like you found the right match for you. And in person, that can be extremely awkward. With BetterHelp, it's so easy to switch. It's not awkward at all. Like, they totally get it. And you can switch until you find someone who you feel really comfortable with. So make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/toast to get 10% off your first month of BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/toast, BetterHelp.com/toast. If you're experiencing, I mean, the world around is just like difficult enough. There's never a bad time to just start taking care of yourself. And if you take care of a lot of people in your life and you find yourself being thrown to the wayside, take care of yourself with BetterHelp. Today's episode is also brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your own terms. It's 2023, like, girl, you need a website. And it can't be janky and weird. And no, not everyone has like $1 million to spend on a fancy computer science team of engineers. And that's where Squarespace comes in. If you want to get a website up off the ground, whether you have like a side business or you work in e-commerce, whatever your reasoning is, you're a photographer who wants to showcase a stunning portfolio online, whatever your reasoning is for needing a website, Squarespace has the template for you. They will get you up and running, and they have all these different features that are going to make your website work best for you. So an asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all your content on Squarespace websites. You're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the platform. You can sell custom merch, create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. Of course, e-commerce. You can create an online store with Squarespace. And their flexible website templates are fabulous. And you can get started with one of them today with designs for every category and use case. And customize it. It's totally customizable. You can update your content and add features to fit your unique needs. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/toast. And you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/toast.
Claudia, while you've been reading the ads, I've been going through the list to see if there were any more notable names. And I have a name for you that's going to send you into another stratosphere.
Okay. Should we do Guess Who?
No, you couldn't if you tried.
Okay.
Joyce Gerard.
No.
Yeah. Sign the letter.
Iconic one season wonder.
Iconic one season Wiccan wonder.
No, that's not Wiccan. That's Carlton Jebbia.
Oh.
You're thinking of Joyce, who...
Yeah.
I think she was a pageant queen.
Yeah,
her and Brandy queen. Did not get along.
Yeah. No, I conflated her with Carlton because they came on for one season together and then they left. Yeah,
I actually think Carlton was two seasons, but I agree. They're the same era of housewife history.
Yes. Also, Helen Mirren is on the list.
Queen. Why wasn't she in the headline?
I don't know. There's a few names that like didn't make the headline that I think... AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys greater than NSYNC.
By the way, Helen Mirren is not shocking. Like, if you're an active, like, if you're like a Jewish person, you know Helen Mirren's a queen. She just played Golda Meir in the movie Golda. Golda Meir, who was the first female prime minister of Israel. I heard the movie was fab. I haven't seen it.
And she's in Woman in Gold. She does like a lot of work to further Jewish causes.
Woman in Gold. I need to see that.
Oh my God, Claudia, you need to see it.
I know.
How have you not seen it?
Because, like, for a very long time, anything that was even remotely intellectually stimulating or historical was not my cup of tea. But I'm growing, Jackie. I'm evolving. I'm doing better.
You are. You're obsessed now.
Obsessed. Even though I have not been able to read. What?
You know who signed the letter?
Who?
Eliza Schlesinger.
Okay. She's Jewish.
No, I know. But that's just worth noting.
It is worth noting, like, when Jews do the bare minimum, yeah.
No, because we were hard on her about that Joe Rogan interview. That was...
Oh, we were. We didn't like, we thought that episode was cringe.
We didn't enjoy it.
But you know what? That's my queen right there.
That's my queen right there. Okay, let's get into our fifth and final story, which you're actually not going to care about, but me and a cult following...
That's kind of the theme of this week. Like, stories nobody cares about.
No. That's not why you're not going to care. You're not going to care because this is a show with a cult following that you're not a part of, but that I happened to watch when it was on, and I happen to be rewatching.
Okay.
And that's Community.
Yeah. No, never got into it. Olivia's fucking obsessed.
She is?
Sorry, Parenthood. I get confused with, like, one-worded TV shows that are 30 minutes long.
No. So, Community fans... They're mighty. Community's actually going to be made into a movie. Zach and I are rewatching Community right now. It's like what we watch at night while we're waiting for like Charlie to go to sleep for the night. And it is so...
That's Joel McHale, right?
Joel McHale, yeah.
At the community college?
Yeah. It, Claudia...
Me and Ben started it once, like what episode? And it wasn't for me.
Claudia, it's for you. You absolutely need to watch it. It's literally so funny. Joel McHale, though, was on Marc Maron's WTF podcast, and he was weighing in on Chevy Chase's recent diss of Community.
I'm sorry. He was weighing in on whose?
Chevy Chase.
Chevy?
Yeah, his name spelled Chevy.
It's Chevy.
Okay, well, Chevrolet has co-opted the name.
Chevy Chase. I'm obsessed.
Don't make fun of me for pronunciations because I learned it by reading it.
No, and it's confusing. Like, a Chevy is a car, but Chevy.
Right. So Chevy Chase recently, like, kind of slammed.
Wait, sorry, I can't, I like keep interrupting you. Is Chevy Chase in the show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Caddyshack, Chevy Chase, icon. He's a big part of the show. It's an ensemble cast. It's really Joel McHale's show, but everyone else is pretty equal. He had a really, funny character role, but he actually said that Community wasn't funny enough for him. Ultimately, he said, I felt a little bit constrained. Everybody had their bits and I thought they were all good. It just wasn't hard hitting enough for me. When asked about his character, millionaire Pierce Hawthorne, Chevy added, I didn't mind the character. I just felt that I felt happier being alone. I just didn't want to be surrounded by that table every day with those people. It was too much. So Joel McHale was just on WTF podcast and he was like, I mean, we weren't sentenced to that show. It was like, all right, you could have left if you really wanted that.
Like,
yeah. And he said the feeling's mutual, but he stopped hurting my feelings in 2009. Worth noting that Chevy Chase was fired for Community for using a racial slur in what year was that?
Oh, my God. T.
Yeah. Like, and Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, got his start on Community. And he has spoken about that, Chevy Chase being, like, disrespectful and racist towards him.
Oh, my God.
And
wait,
Chevy Chase's character, Pierce Hawthorne, is, like, an old racist. Yeah.
Maybe he was method acting.
Literally.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's crazy. If this show, like, was more popular, like, people, like, this would have been a bigger story. I feel like it's probably just, like, within the community.
Yes, but it has such a crazy following, the show Community. Like, it's even coming back for a movie. on Peacock.
You need to give it another chance. Like, I remember just me and Ben were like, maybe you were talking about it like years ago. So we started it. I was like, meh.
You've got to give it a few episodes because I don't remember like the beginning. You got to let them like set the table. But I have had some serious belly laughs since we've been rewatching it. Like, I'm sorry, the dean of the school, his name is Dean. Like, it's so funny.
Well, I'm currently belly laughing to The Nanny. Like, I can't think about anything till I'm done with The Nanny. I didn't realize how many episodes of The Nanny I'd actually never seen.
Even though, like, you said that about Suits or whatever you were watching. You said, we'll watch Love Island UK season 5, and you didn't.
I did say that. Well, in my defense, I never finished Suits because we got so into The Nanny. And, like, Suits, everybody says, like, after season 6, it goes downhill. But, like, my God, after season 6, does it go downhill? I can't believe. I felt like maybe I'm watching a show, like, at the time that maybe went on strike and they hired some, like, people off the street to write the show because it's the dumbest shit. Like, I'm in shock. I'm like, okay, if anybody knows what I'm talking about, like, the Donna. Let me tell you this. Me and Ben were talking about it on an episode that he co-hosted with me. So Donna is the redheaded secretary who, like, runs the firm. Like, she knows everything about everyone, yada, yada. And this guy in, like, the IT department was like, I've been working on this project for years, and Donna, it's time I finally show it to you. And he created basically, like, an Alexa, but it's called the Donna. And they're taking it to market because it's, like, this, it's the digital secretary that everyone in the law industry needs. And they go to see investors, and they're like, Donna's, like, going to quit the firm because, like, the Donna is taking off. Me and Ben were looking at each other. We're like, is this a spoof? And it, like, spanned over a few episodes. The Donna.
Is Meghan Markle still on the show?
Yeah, of course. I think she... Oh, does she leave at one point? Because she... No. Harry was after Suits.
No, during Suits.
It was at the very end. I don't know. Actually,
I feel like
question.
She left and then the show ended.
Well, I want to say, like, she's an amazing part of the show. But the show, like, isn't predicated on her. If any... I don't know if there's anyone... There's so many good characters. I don't know if there's anyone who, if they left, the show would have had to end. It's a true ensemble cast.
No, but I don't know if it ended because of her, but, like, I think she left before it was over because she was on her way to being a princess.
Well, I don't know because I haven't gotten there.
Okay. Keep me posted.
I probably won't because, like, I have no interest to go back
and watch
it.
That's a good way,
like,
to end a show. Instead of being depressed that you finished all the episodes and it's over and, like, you go into, like, a show hangover, like, instead let it just suck and you choose not to watch anymore because then it never ends.
Lost, like, one of the most miserable experiences of my life was finishing Lost.
That's like Glee. I don't think I ever watched last season. And so, like, to me, it's – I never had to experience that sadness of it being over.
Jackie, 100%. I have rewatched Glee maybe 3 or 4 times, and I watched it live when it was airing, and I have never, ever seen the final season.
Yeah.
Every time I rewatch it, you have the same cycle of, like, emotions. Like, I'm kind of getting over this. This show is stupid. Oh, I forgot to keep watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is good, actually.
It's nice.
But it's also really nice when, like, a show ends perfectly. Schitt's Creek. Like, you don't feel... like, drawn out, you miss it. Like, that's it. They always say it's like a privilege to be able to end your own show when there's still, like, a huge audience.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, those were the Fast 5 stories. I feel as though you did need to know them as you head into your weekend.
Let's talk about next week because it's very much up in the air.
West Coast Turdy.
So, Monday's episode of next week will be an audio only because I am traveling that day and I'm speaking on a panel too. Tuesday, I am recording with someone in Los Angeles. Should I say who? Like, it's confirmed.
Sure.
Jackie Schimmel. She's never been on The Toast, and I love her.
So exciting.
And honestly, it'll be a Jackson Claude. Like,
Jackson Claude.
No, and, like, I think I'm, like, funny and mean and sharp. Like, she's going to blow me out of the water. Like, I'm actually afraid.
Can't wait.
Wednesday is what I'm going to LA for. So Jackie will be holding down the fort with an episode.
TBD with who? I've got TBD some things who? Brewing.
Thursday, I have Heather McDonald, my other queen. And Friday, I'm still working on. I'm trying to nail an interview.
Can't wait. This is very exciting. We love LA Turdy. So bear with us for next week.
I love LA. And just note the episodes that I'm recording with people in LA, I will be on Western? What's it called? Pacific.
West Coast.
Pacific time. So for the Pacific Coast girlies, you're fine, but the New York girlies, the episodes are delayed when I'm in LA. So just keep that in mind for your schedule and your routine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Turdy. We look forward to seeing you on the West Coast and what you have in store for us.
I got to pack, scrub my spray tan off, get a new spray tan. Like, you know, the whole, like, that's what I'm doing this weekend, like, before the big, the big trip.
Great. Well, we'll see you next week. Everyone, keep your heads
up. Stay safe.
Try and find some pockets of peace, but we also, you know, we can't be ignorant to what's going on. So right. It's a balance of that.
Thank you guys so much for all the positive feedback this week. You are buoying us legitimately. Yeah,
you are.
Oh my God, I opened a message that made me hysterically cry yesterday. Like, the toasters are just so nice. Like, for real.
And they always know what to say.
No, and she was just like, I see what you're doing, and like, I can't donate much, but like, I'm a very skilled website developer. If any Jewish organizations need like any sort of like website help, like just offering anything she could offer and like her time and her experience, like I was so moved by it. And I sent her information around and I just messaged her. I was like, this was so, like, I was just so moved by this. Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, everybody is contributing so much. And like, we've been sharing so many wonderful organizations that you can donate to. And like, the toasters are donating, and it's so nice to see. It does not go unnoticed. And we know that we're sharing a lot of links. And every time we share, like, and if it's like a small org and we know the person, they're like, oh my God, they're so shook by the response that they get. And it's like, just you guys continuing to donate and give, and it's amazing.
And like, seriously, I will never forget like the kindness and generosity and just like the empathy of our community this week, and just like giving us space and being like, you don't have to record an episode, like just true understanding and true allyship. And I'm deeply, deeply moved and comforted by it.
Yeah, me too. And we will not forget it.
So thank you so much for listening to the Toast of the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us at Toast of the 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Love you dearly. I'm Yisrael Chai.
Love ya. Bye.